This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 90, How to Be the Most Relaxed Person in the Listening Test Room.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Get started with our 7 easy steps to a 7 or higher at allearsenglish.com/SEVEN. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, we'll show you what listening resources to use so that you feel at home in the listening test. Guys, on this podcast, you get great tips and tricks, but tips and tricks will never move your score from a 6 to a 7 or from a 7 to an 8. To do that, you need 3-step strategies, and you need to practice them with a daily study plan. We offer this in our course. Go to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, and you can try the course for 3 days for just a dollar. See you there. Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
I am fantastic. Yeah, I'm feeling good. Feeling strong. How are you?
Glad to hear it. Feeling good. I'm excited to be recording, talking about interesting IELTS stuff again. So here we are.
Yeah, I like the question today. Well, maybe we should tell our listeners the question first.
We should probably tell them the question
before, you know, I move on.
Yeah. Why don't you tell them the question, Jessica? Go ahead, throw it out there.
So this is something we get quite often, you know. I think this sums up a lot of listeners' worries. This listener is worried about the listening test, about keeping up on the listening test, specifically because accents, she or he, I'm not sure, but this person is worried about accents, and they're worried about just getting the answers in time.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a combination of those two things, being able to comprehend an answer on the listening test.
Yeah. And I understand that fear, because I think that's also a fear for general English students out in the world. We hear a lot of business English students telling us that they're afraid they won't understand something on the phone. That is terrifying, right?
That is so hard. I remember trying to, you know, to call someone in Taiwan or something and being terrified that I would have to try and understand Chinese. I'm like, it's so scary.
Yeah, it's really scary. Especially when the stakes are high, you're in a business situation where you want to keep your job. So now we put that into an IELTS situation and the stakes are super high. We know, like, our dreams are on the line here, right?
Yeah.
And wow. So what can we do, Jessica? I mean, what's the solution to help our listeners?
It's a fun solution.
We like fun solutions here at IELTS Energy.
It's basically just getting used to different accents. So finding media from other countries and getting used to their accents. There are so many awesome British shows, and not as many, but some also awesome Australian shows and some from New Zealand. I mean, you can find this stuff on Netflix. Netflix has tons of British English and other content on there. And so I thought maybe we could recommend some of our favorites.
Let's do it.
Some of the shows and movies and stuff.
Totally.
There's a show from New Zealand that I totally love right now. It's like Meeting the Johnsons or Keeping Up with the Johnsons. It's one of those. It's the something the Johnsons.
That sounds interesting.
And it's about these it's brothers, and they're actually Norse gods. They're like the actual gods from Norway who are just, you know, immortal, and they realize they're a god when they turn 21 or something, and how they deal with modern life and stuff. It's hilarious, and I love it.
Oh, so it's kind of like a sci-fi type thing.
Okay. Which is totally up my alley.
That sounds pretty cool.
So, yeah, it's called The Mighty Johnsons. I just remembered. The Mighty Johnsons.
Yeah. Okay. So that would help us get ready for the New Zealand accent, right? The Australia, New Zealand accent. They're a little bit different, but similar.
I think Aussie and New Zealand, it's close enough, you guys, that if you get used to one, you'll be able to understand the other.
So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's my first recommendation for Kiwi Aussie English. Get into a series. Get into a, you know, a story that you like the characters.
Absolutely. And let's see. I don't know that I can recommend any British English shows. I know that my roommate here likes Downton Abbey. She watches that a lot. Now
it's not Downton Abbey. Downton. Downton Abbey. Place.
Right. Get it right.
No, but that show is lovely. It's just a soap opera, but it's, you know, it seriously is just a soap opera, but a very high quality soap opera.
A high quality soap opera. Yeah. So that's one. If our listeners like soap operas, they can check that out. Yeah. What else do you like, Jessica? Anything?
So yeah, like more sci-fi stuff. Doctor Who. There's like 1,000 seasons of Doctor Who. You could definitely find at least one season that you like.
Is that British?
It's British.
Okay, mm-hmm. Good. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Calling the Midwife is another British. Sherlock is a super cool BBC series.
Yep.
There's a sitcom that I really love called The Peep Show. It's hilarious, you
the
guys.
The Peep Show.
Also British,
okay,
English.
Cool.
Peep. P-E-E-P.
Okay, cool.
The Peep
awesome.
Show.
There's so much good stuff out there.
So much. So if you guys can get into one of these series, you know, if you like sitcoms, you like sci-fi, you like soap operas, all of these recommendations you should check out. And then remember to turn on the closed captioning. Turn on those subtitles for the first couple episodes so you get used to the accent and you read along.
Okay, that's important. Yeah, because I imagine a lot of our listeners might be used to the American accent from American movies.
Of course.
Right, of course. Yeah. Friends, everyone watches Friends, so we need to diversify our materials a little bit here and branch out a little. Yeah.
Exactly, awesome. Exactly. And so for podcasts, right, our friend over at Real Life Radio,
Real Life Radio, yeah, Aussie, right?
Aussie, yeah. There's a really good Australian accent, and his episodes are quite long also.
Yeah,
so, you get a lot of material.
Absolutely.
There.
We have Luke from Luke's English Podcast, and he's a friend of ours too. And so that's the British English, right? You'll get that.
That's fantastic.
So there's quite a few. There's Ron at English Funcast. Now, he's from Canada, so his accent is similar to ours, but there are certain things that he says that are different. So you guys could check in with Ron, and his episodes are funny. He's a comedian. He's a stand-up comedian in Toronto.
Awesome.
So check out Ron. That's awesome. Yeah.
Cool. So we've given you lots of suggestions, guys. These are all resources for you. Fun resources. Find something you're interested in, especially a series, guys, because then you get really accustomed to the accent. You get used to it. And you get into the characters and the story. Your comprehension goes up a lot if you are interested. So yeah, so that's fantastic, guys. Find some resources you like. Now, when it comes to test practice, when it comes to taking this comprehension to the test, we already told you in the last episode, do not take notes. So that's another mistake that this listener is making. Do not take notes. Let me summarize the simple strategy for you guys. Okay. So what you do, you listen very carefully to the introduction and the directions. Okay. And then you have time to look at the questions. In that time, underline keywords. Keywords are the verbs, the nouns, the names, numbers, underlined important words. Predict answers. What do you need? You need a noun. You need an adjective. Think about what you're listening for. Okay? The answers are always, always, always next to the keywords.
Okay.
And then when they start speaking, use your pen or your finger or your pencil. Follow along. Follow the keywords. Listen for those keywords. Fill in the answer as soon as you hear it. Okay?
Immediately.
As soon as you hear it, fill it in. Right away. And then just follow along, guys. Okay. If you miss one, luckily you underline the keywords. So just keep track that way.
Okay.
You won't get lost, but then you will also have time at the end of questions 1 to 10 or what have you. You'll have time to look back at your answers and, you know, make corrections, check spelling, stuff like that. So IELTS is very well designed and it gives you time for predicting, for listening, and for checking. So just follow along, do what IELTS tells you, do what I tell you as far as the strategies.
Yep.
Have good preparation with the accent. sense, and you will be as ready as possible.
Awesome. And I think a big piece of what I'm taking out of today's episode, Jessica, is that by the time we get to our practice tests, and of course, by the time we get to the IELTS test, we want to be so comfortable with our listening skills because we've had that balanced practice, right? We've had that general fluency practice. We've been practicing every day. And guys, there's no excuse anymore. You have your smartphones. You have podcasts on your smartphones. You have video on your smartphones. You could probably do Netflix on your smartphone. There's no excuse to not put in your 15 minutes of listening a day, right?
Exactly.
So by the time you get to the test, you are just at home with this language. That's the point. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you know, we talk all the time about having balanced practice on this show. So, you know, and having a study plan. So if you really dedicate just 1 hour a day, right? 1 hour out of all the 24 hours into, you know, half of it, watch a show or half of a show or part of a movie. The other half, read the newspaper, read a novel. If you do this every day, can you imagine how good your English is going to be? Just, I mean, you're going to see improvement after 2 weeks.
Yeah. And definitely, you know, after a month or 2 months. My gosh. Imagine that. Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah. And that's why.
It's just a matter of just
putting in the time, believing in your dream, right? Believe in your own dream. I think sometimes people give up on their dreams because they don't think they can pass the test, you know? And that's why, Jessica, we put into our study plan for our course, our daily learning plan, we went and we handpicked episodes and materials and resources. And then we told you exactly what to do with those resources. So that's in our course.
Exactly.
Or you could put together your own learning plan, which is not easy, but it's something you can do on your own. Yeah.
Right, right. And, you know, and again, that's one of the strongest things of our course, guys, is first of all, the lectures and the materials and the test practice, but that's balanced every day with resources that Lindsay and I handpicked to improve your overall English from different sources, from all of our knowledge and connections in the ESL world. And these are free resources, guys. We're telling you what to do every day to match this with the test practice that we also made to give you exactly what you need. So again, that's, I think, the one of the strongest things of our course is telling you how to prepare every day. So by the time you do get to that test, you're so ready that you're just the most relaxed person.
Exactly. That's it. And it's not just knowing which resources to use. It's knowing what to do with those resources, right, Jessica? So we tell you exactly what activity to do. How should you use that resource in your daily study plan? Okay.
Exactly.
All right. This has been good. So now we know what to do to really get a handle. You know, this is a big issue, Jessica. I hear this all the time from our listeners. The listening, they feel out of control, right? We feel like we're not in control of what's happening on the test. That's a scary feeling.
It makes my heart beat faster just like thinking about that panic. Cause I know that feeling. Like, you get a little bit sweaty, a little bit shaky, your heart beats fast. Like, whoo, we don't want you to feel that way, guys. I don't want anybody to feel
that. You guys are on the right track by starting with listening to this podcast, but it doesn't end here. This is your starting point. And then you move forward with the resources that you really need. So awesome. Let's wrap it up for this one. Jessica, thanks for hanging out and, we'll see you
next time. All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.